Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on a Friday, June 30th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about Dr. Nkosana Moyo's 2018 presidential bid.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu. Of course, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the entry, or is it the second coming, of Dr. Nkosana Moyo.
The former industry minister, Nkosana Moyo, yesterday launched his 2018 presidential campaign bid in Harare, opting to stand as an independent in a campaign he said would end polarization.
Moyo launched a new political formation, the Alliance for People's Agenda, or APA, which he said will not be a political party, but a movement driven by a growing determination to remove the ruling ZANU-PF party from power in next year's polls. Some leaders of the social movement, such as hashtag This Flag, have also announced that they will be contesting next year's elections as independent candidates.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi itadao titinge tichi taura nezwe masho kwa katuruwa neva mbwa gurukota muhurumende ya Mugabe Dr. Nkosana Moyo ekuti vachange vachikwikwidza musarudzo dzegore rinouya vakazvimirira kunyangwe hazvo vaine bato ravanotivo it's a social movement rinenge richiunza vanhu vakawanda pamwe chete kuti vakwikwidze musarudzo idzodzi vachitiwo havasina kubatana nemamapato aripo anopikisa. Tira kunzwa kubva kwamuri imi vateereri kuti munoona sei nyaya iyoyi. Gibbs.
Ibambe zuru ndava lichonja ndapelikona kona ngapo tindapa siya pila sivili iye utaba ekudwini namhlanje lutaba lokwa Nkosana Moyo liyamazuto hotela waphuma kubandla lezanupf gijima sivili utezephumile kwampana ke umongameli Robert Mugabe wathi indotiphumile leyo ngoba iqolo layo kayiqinanga kangako kodwa ke nxa kunjalo bakhona abaningi abathi umoyo wenza kuhle kakhulu ukuthi aphume kubandla lezanupf khonapho lapho aye umphathintambo wezamafektali so bamtshayela ihlombe kakhulu ngakhonoko kodwa ube khona abanye bathi ungavele enyathele udaka la engazani injani ingcolile so ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lukamnumzana uNkosana Moyo kuzobuya ke labanye abe hash flag aba hashtag leyo kuthiwa i-this flag liyakhumbula upastor u-Ivan Mawarile okuze kube lokugijigijimisana ezididini lapha ukuthi labo bafaka lokho kuthiwa ngama-independent candidates so sifuna ukwazi ukuthi abazimele bodwa
For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are, of course, talking about the road to the 2018 general elections. Many political formations are being formed. I think by my last count, we might be nearing 60 opposition political parties challenging President Robert Mugabe, who has been in power since 19 1980, and of course, Mr. Mugabe turns 94 next year on the 21st of February, but he still says he wants to contest the elections. But the question is, with all these opposition political parties, what are their chances that they can unseat President Robert Mugabe? And some of the opposition parties, they've been planning to form grand coalitions, but Mr. Mugabe has dismissed those grand coalitions, saying that they are not going to work, and he will continue to rule Zimbabwe. Gibbs.
I think right now we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Lloyd Msipa, who is an attorney by profession. I think he's linked to the Alliance for People's Agenda. We'll hear from him. Mr. Msipa, good evening and welcome to the program. Can you hear us, Mr. Msipa?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening. How are you?
No, very fine. How are things?
No. So. Just enjoying the little bit of sunshine that is coming through here in the UK.
Excellent. I think President can start rolling right away.
Now, Mr. Msipa, of course, we are talking about this new baby, the so-called Alliance for People's Agenda, or APA. How significant is this in the politics of Zimbabwe?
We need to look at this from a historical point of view. Over the last few months or years, in that our traditional political parties have repeatedly failed the people of Zimbabwe, whether it's the Liberation War Party or the opposition parties, they've repeatedly been failing the citizens. The citizens have been putting faith in the traditional parties, but nothing has been happening. So it's the citizens who have said to themselves this time, look, we are not going to carry on relying on the bureaucracy, which is in traditional political parties. We, as a people, we are going to change our own destiny. So when people like Dr. Nkosana Moyo come into the fray, all they are doing is they've listened to what people are saying. And people are saying, forget political parties. Let us go into this and restore power back to where it's supposed to be. Because remember, from a political point of view, politics is traditionally supposed to be power is supposed to be within the citizens of any particular country. So when political parties usurp that power and make it their powers and make elections completely irrelevant in the power dynamics, you know, we've got a problem. You cannot exactly remove ZANU-PF by force. But at the same time, going to the elections as a traditional political party, you will find that you may win the elections, but you will never change that into power. But the citizens themselves, if the citizens decide that this is what we are doing, we are taking our power back, and guess what? Those are the people best positioned to defend whatever they have taken, the original, you know, where power is supposed to, you know, reside traditionally. That is what is happening here. Mm-hmm. And what is unfortunate is that the traditional political parties are not reading into this. You know, they are busy using the old arguments that, hey, these guys are going to split votes. You know, why doesn't everybody line up against, you know, behind Morgan Tsvangirai and so on. So let's look at what is happening. There's politics in Zimbabwe is which in the Homa.
Gibbs. Now, Mr. Msipa, it appears as if there is something here that is confusing a lot of people. So, this Alliance for the People's Agenda, is it a party or is some kind of social movement? So, is Mr. Nkosana Moyo going to contest under that or as an independent? Let's nail it now.
What is the mistake most citizens are making, or most people are making, is that they're looking at the term independent in its traditional sense. This is a hybrid structure. Mm-hmm. A structure that straddles the fine line between a formalized institution and the citizen. So if you are looking at the independent as your traditional, was it the former Ndawaningi Stole and all the other guys, this is not your traditional independent going there and saying, look, vote for me as one person. This is bringing in, giving the buy-in from the citizens. The citizens themselves are the ones that are going to drive this this project. They are the ones that are going to say, look, it is time to get the Zimbabwe that we want. How do we get the Zimbabwe that we want? How do we get a working Zimbabwe? First and foremost, before you get the Zimbabwe you want, you identify characters, persons, personalities that will be able to drive the vision. People with capability, people with track records, people with personal lives that reflect what an ordered society should be. You know, professionally, personally, not politics for the sake of politics. So if we're going back to basics, the family institution, that how the family institution reflects on the state, the morals, the legalities. See, if we don't get it, if we get it wrong at the family level, that means we get it wrong at the national level. So we are going back to basics. That is exactly what is happening here. So the citizen is taking that power back and saying, look, society is supposed to be ordered and structured in this way. And this has been a long time coming.
But the bottom line is a political party, Mr. Msipa. I mean, let's not try to define things in very complicated language. A political party is a political party, period. So maybe you are
going to
the
process. No. If you're going to look at the legalities of political party, a political party would have to be registered or be acknowledged by the commission in Harare. In this instance, what we are saying is that this is an individual going to the people. They are not going to state institutions or structures. They are going to the people and say, the people, look, you own this project, drive this project. Its success and failure will depend on the citizen of Zimbabwe. So what does the Zimbabwean citizen want? They want a better life. What is a better life? Food on the table, a man who's able to go to work and come back and get rewarded for that work. Day-to-day structures, what we call a normal, functional society. That's what people want. They are tired of sitting in queues in the banks. They are tired of working for nothing. They are tired of they are tired of all the abnormalities that we see in Zimbabwe happening every day. You know, where we have a central bank when we have no currency of our own. You know, those things that we have now normalized in Zimbabwe was actually abnormal internationally. So the citizen is the driver of this thing. Forget about your traditional political party. This is not a political party. This is a citizen's movement. The citizen will drive this. The citizen will call the shots. This is about servant leadership. It is not about chef. This is servant leadership. The servant in this instance is the leader.
Thank you. And it sounds very, very academic. I still remember somebody who wrote an academic paper on servant leadership, Mr. Msipa, and you are going exactly that. Maybe people will understand that. Let's proceed.
Mm-hmm. I think you have a caller.
Yeah, I've got a caller. Umnumzana Kumblan, kunjani?
Happy.
Yeah, akutoke Kumblan. Yeah, sesibuyile futhi kuhlelo lapha ku live talk. Sikhuluma ngakhona ukuthi umnumzana uNkosala Moyo uthi ufuna ukungena ku presidential election. Ukhetho lolu kambe angalunqoba yini kumbe uyasikhuluma umuntu omdala?
I am born out of the wrong.
Ukungena kwakhe wena ukuthini ngakho? Ukungena kwakhe kona.
Hayi, ukungena ngangena mabe ukuthi isifula sokuzayo ngokuthi abantu bamthakazelela oro ukukhona ulo sizo oyabe elalo ebantwini.
Ye, so ke kodwa wena ngombono wakho ubona wenza into enhle kumbe uyilahlile la?
Uyenza into enhle.
Hayi ke siyakuzwa ke kedisa ke khonapho ngoba kula bantu abaningi abafuna ukungena. So phosele ukugcina khona.
amna ntima engene kethini kumele sizabantu mawukuthi yabele sifiso mayena asizabantu kwakurayi
awubona ke siyawakhulu ke khumbulani kuna ngapho egoli ungathinelo kusasa
lami ngiyabona
siyabonga kakhulu so that was khumbulani is in South Africa. He's saying it's good that he has entered the race because he may actually help people, you know, people are suffering. So if he has got some good plans, so be it. Yeah, maybe one vote there, right?
Indeed. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the entry of Dr. Nkosana Moyo. He launched his presidential bid yesterday. He says he's going to challenge President Robert Mugabe in next year's presidential elections. But of course, the question is this a social movement or is it a political party? Gibbs was arguing that if it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck.
It is a duck.
It is a duck. let's go back to Mr. Msipa. But Mr. Msipa, there was a recent survey that was done by the respected Afrobarometer, which said that what most Zimbabweans want is actually a grand coalition of opposition parties to challenge Mr. Mugabe. But Dr. Moyo is saying he wants to go it alone. Is he not going against the grain?
I don't think Dr. Moyo at any given time said or said he was going to go it alone. If you listen to his inaugural speech yesterday, he said that what is important right now, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter how good you are in politics, as long as the country is not united in common purpose. I mean, how long have we had a situation where the opposition sits in one corner, 2 minutes later they're talking of a national vision, some kind of coalition. 2 minutes later, they throw it out. So there is no unity. At this point in time, Zimbabwe is a very polarized nation. So the first port of call is to unite the people of Zimbabwe. You cannot unite political parties if the people themselves, who are the components that feed into the political party, are not united. It is not possible. You know, and this thing that the political culture which feeds into this disunity, that munakapinda, habudi. You see, politics should be about get a chance. If you don't make it, move out, make room for the next person. But if we have a situation where somebody says, look, this is my God-given right, and mind you, this exists across a political divide, whether it's opposition or it's the ruling party. So that culture in itself will never lead to a united country. Because one says, look, I haven't had a chance to be a state house, so you cannot count the years that I've been leading this political party. And the value systems that are being used are the same values that Dr. Moyo ran away from or when he was asked to become the minister in ZANU-PF. The values that speak of nepotism, the values that speak of corruption, the values that speak of people who join, who become leaders and they don't hand over power. So these values exist today in the opposition political party. How then can you lead or become part of a united front with those kind of values still, you know, obtaining? It doesn't make sense. So he's coming from a different, you know, this is a different ship. This is servant leadership. He is saying, look, guys, let's look at this whole thing. Let's build this thing from the bottom up. But guess what? It is not ours at the end of the day. This is something that belongs to the people. So let's throw it back to the people. Remember 1980, the elections in 1980. If you remember the euphoria in 1980, the Bob Marley concert in Rufaro Stadium. It was a people vote. It was a people's celebration. That is where we need to go back to. We need to go back to the fundamentals, the basics. Elections are not won by political parties. They are won by citizens competing amongst themselves, not the other way around. So those are the values we need to look at. So you cannot say, I want to be part of a united political outfit that is upside down value. It doesn't work like that.
Hmm. But it's not like Dr. Nkosana Moyi has not been in politics. He's a former minister. He quit. And some say he fled the country. And why should he come back now and act as if he's the Messiah when there were some who have been fighting ever since he left?
Guys, we need to acknowledge one thing when it comes to the politics of Zimbabwe. The reason why Zimbabwe is in the situation it is today is because Zimbabwe has been in election mode since 1980. Mm-hmm. The moment we complete one election cycle, we are busy preparing for the next. We finish one election cycle, we are preparing for the next. So politics has always been the elephant in the room. With, you know, the other narratives, the economy, you know, and social narratives have never had a chance to play out. So that culture of politics being the elephant in the room can only be watered down by bringing in technocrats, people who are not going to focus on Gurawan, Waifirizo, Gurawan, Popoma, and so on. They are going to focus on what we do about the youngsters sitting in on the side of the bridge in Lobengula or in Mufakose. How do we get them to become productive so that we feed into the national economy? That is how technocrats would think, professionals would think. You know, how do we turn a situation that is bad around so that it becomes productive? It will not be about power retention. Technocrats do not speak up to power retention. They speak to production, to result. If you look the world over, most countries are now appointing technocrats to lead, to take up positions of leadership, to control. Because politicians, whatever their intentions are when they come into power, eventually, as time goes on, power corrupts. All they now focus on is power retention. So power retention is what has been happening in Zimbabwe. We go into one election, we move on to the other. We prepare for this one, that means that 2018. Mode, opposition, whoever is ruling, another mode, next 5 years. So this is a welcome break. This is a breath of, you know, a breath of fresh air. Let's look at what this man is offering. Let's look at what, you know, how we can support him. You know, let's buy into the vision. Worst thing Zimbabweans we can do is keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's change the way we do things. You know, let's give this man a chance. Let's give this narrative a chance.
Okay.
And remember, this narrative is not just for Zimbabwe. It's not for Nkosana Moyi himself. Mm-hmm. This is a national vision, and everybody's welcome to buy into it.
Okay, Mr. Msipa, please just hold your thought there. We just want to quickly take another caller to stay on the line. Vamoyo, Magadi.
Nothing of Magadi, Baba.
I want to
get to you. Pano Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe ndiyedi. Katika rashika, katika vala hirwa. Moruko ona hama zino pinde hizi. Zinao mavala kata sema pira. Akuna za zino titina. Eno zinokono zikumutika katika fana miza. Kuna kini machecha na wanda kumika. Machecha no mambo hivyenga. Kuna kisi nita kano shoma shoma. Kutu wako wako gunu kwa wano vopara. Taru zote wanangu sana moya wa. Nimamu vya sora kula yini ishi take flag wa kuya wa. Vanhu vanotya kuti vanhu veZimbabwe varangochitambura. Saka ndakaende kudzidzisa kuti vanhu vezvinhu nesimakatevera. Tautibatsirane panhaya iyi. Nekuti hatirambi vanhu vanouya vazhinji vachida kuti todai. Asi kuti hapana chinhu chavanoitira vanhu veZimbabwe. Vakafanana nevanhu vaya. Vanoti kana vachiri munhu wako anouyira nhaya kana mukafanana kuvana musikana ukaona umwe wauya nhasa chisha kuita zvimwe zvinhu. Vanokuti yema kabata mapepa. Saka ndakaende kukurudzira kuti vanhu veZimbabwe. Ngatimuke tichenjere nekuti nyika indiyedu tikaita madiro tikavarairwa tikangoti vese vepapinda tinovateerera nyika iyi hatisi takaigona irikuyachinda mudundu tikatambura zvikuru saurudza kuti vari kuuya hama dziri kuenda pachokwada takavaviri pamwari handisi kuda kuti tirashe vanhu vezimbabwe nekuti nyika iyi ndiyamwari nyika iyi vanhu vezimbabwe vanhu vakawanda kutambudzika vanhu vavazochinja tine baba vakutira pafoni vakutira mashoko akanaka pati I'm planning to show you how to do it. I'm going to show you how to do it. vana veZimbabwe tezai nekuziva kwamakabva nekuti vanhu vakawanda vari kuuya mapurisa awandisa mapata awandisa munyika yeZimbabwe
vamoyo
asi
vamoyo timbokubatei muromo asi pane chakaipa here kuti vanhu vaumbe mapato avo handizvo here zvakarwirwa hondo kuti nyango vamoyo vakati ndakutangawo bato rangu vanongotanga vakasununguka
aiwa nhau yekutora baba zuluva inhau yakanaka but nhau iripo ndeyekuti iyi zvaa nhau yekutsvaga kudya izvi ndizvemakaro murupanzwa pari zvino nepo ndekuti vanhu ngavabatane veisa musoro pamwe chete nekuti kana umwe naumwe mazvake mazvake vane vedu tinosvika kupi nekuti kana tikaita mazvake mazvakeka andiuyai nhema zvakafana nepati iri kuuya iyoyi aiwani kana mapesendi anosvika 1% anopanzwa kunodzira kuti inhau ida kungokanganisa ari kufamba mupuratifomu yakanaka kunodzira kuti nhau iripo ndeyekuti vana vezimbabwe makateerera pastudio 7 manera ano iri ndimunhu wamwe anoda kuti ndikududzei nditi ngatibatane tizive pokuvhotera kana tikangosadero tikati wauya wauya tinongonakirwa nokuona maadvertise kana kuona mapamfleti akapakisa wekuti vote for nhingi nyika itikatiradza tiiwina vanhu vakachema vakava nenhamo zhinji isingapinde kupera muzimbabwe andiri mutiona izvozvizvi baba vangu vachoti mapurazi ose ngacho itori pulani yekuti vatore mavhoti ose akuti kuti imimi vakuru nevamwe mapati makuru anomutsinda atinoziva munofanira kumira zvine simba nevamwe vose musabuda mukati menzvimbo dzavo ava vanobuda vese vakabva kupi 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 vana vamoyo ava kana iyo ndiri vamoyo but hazvitibatsiri toda kuti nyika iende mberi ava vanozozviita kana mumakonse tovaona vakawanda vanongove vachirasha vanhu kuti vanhu vasagona kuti nyika igone kubudira iende mberi ndomwe mashoko iwa ndoda zvichipa nomubvunzeri
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamoyo regai tora vamwe vateereri
aiwa tinotenda ishoo denga ave nemanhira ano tinongotoo mwari udenga akadai akaropafadza mashoko iwawo chokuti amen haleluya
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru amen to that tatenda Gibbs, what our caller Moyo from South Africa is saying is that he sees these new players as Trojan horses. He says he thinks that way forward for the opposition is to unite and challenge ZANU-PF. If they don't do that, they will simply divide their vote and lose.
Yeah, lapha ke silemlaizo lomningi blessing ku Facebook lapha si live stream akona VOA Studio 7 VOA Ndebele le VOA Shona. Remember we are live streaming right now VOA Studio 7 VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele. So esindebele lapha silontunga Ncube uti hayibo asimjakanga ke lubaba aso bantwana thina abancane ababanjwa ngebhuku elincane. Then siwanda Frank uyakhuluma lo sibantu Frank lapho uthi cha asimvoteli lubaba nangikhuluma ngokuthi kugrawundi sikhohle ngayo angithi ibumbulu lowo thina hashtag asifuni ibumbulu. Then Fairwill Mhlahlandlela Ngwenya siyakuzwa Ngwenya lapho khona kona ngapho uthi Mlobi kuzima ukuvotela lowo lawo amaqhude azimele wodwa amaqhude azimele wodwa you know what it is independence then okaluthuli kaluthuli uthi khaba kamntokazi abahle lo muntu lilanga le lilunga leZANU-PF khumbulani ukuthi wayengapi kuzobuya ke uThamsa nginasibanda Thamsa nginasibanda ngawuthola njani lapho khona khona ngapho uthi sikadele ngamatsotsi asozimvotele kasizathole lutho khona i-one seat never sozafayithola kuzobuya uPro D uthi sizamvotela ke ubaba uNkosana yes siyamuzwa kakhulu lapho then umlotshwa bheka impilo uthi yes he's got my vote so uzamnika ivote kunobani so then kuzobuya lo Ndlovu uPriska uthi this is the man who will take our country forward ye khonapho ke cingwa nesilobabo Luxon Chabuza Luxon Chabuza kunjani
ngiphelele futhi kunjani
ayi ngiyaphela kakhulu so akusitshele uDr Nkosana Moyo uyangena kwezepolitika la so ke uthi uzangena kukhetho lukamongameli so wena uthini ngakhonakho
mina ayivothi ukuthi sikhathele futhi ngempisa ezigqoke izikhumba zemvu kulo uNkosana Moyo usuke kuZANU-PF and namanje imisebenzi yakhe kithi singabantu besendebeleni siyazi ukuthi imisebenzi yakhe ayenzayo lokhu engaphansi kweZANU-PF lapha uyaphuma ezenza sengathi ngumuntu oselomuzi wakhe kodwa yonke inyama hambe wayizingela uhamba ayisarenda emzini owemzini omkhulu khongale kwezanu-PF so olwethu usekelo olwethu usekelo siyintsha asezimbabwe ngeke aze aluthole
aha olukwesaba kakhulu kwini Mr Chabuza yikwini
La ubuyile uSimba Magoni ngalana umnyaka esengiyibili sengilibala ukuthi uSimba Magoni
uqaleni
la isikhathi 2009 ya ubuyile uSimba Magoni sengumuntu edaye esengise nginewe uSimba Mabangu uSile Don't Fight sagijima sayilandela emuva siyintsha seZimbabwe Mabangu uSile kodwa ishile kungakasi sasala semloku semnyameni lamanje semnyameni so la unkosana moya akahambaza ngokwenye indawo kithi siyinja kungeke size simlandele phela.
Ah, so siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Mnumzana Lakson, siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Okay.
Yeah, ubele mpela fike enhle. So that is Mr. Lakson Chabuza. You are saying that you know they are sick and tired of these people that just come and try to get their votes. Because this has happened before. You mentioned the name of Mr. Simba Makoni of Mabambo Kusile Don't Party. So he followed him and he voted for him. But then the opposite of the name must Kusile. Kusile means don't, right? So he says he left people in total darkness because nothing happened. You know, you still remember there was that kind of 8% that he got from the presidential election. So he says if he was not there, maybe Tsvangirai was going to win or something like that. So he's very sad about such developments.
Mr. Msipa, are you still on the line? Mr. Msipa? I don't know if we got cut off. Mr. Msipa? Mr. Msipa? Unfortunately, I think we are having problems with that line. But for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Dr. Nkosana Moyo, who said yesterday he was going to challenge President Robert Mugabe in next year's presidential elections. Of course, some people are saying that his entry will only divide the opposition vote. And those who are backing him are saying that they need a breath of fresh air. So we want to hear from you, Zimbabweans. What do you think about the 2018 presidential elections, Gibbs?
I think we've got a caller. He speaks Shona. His name is Jauza. We can talk to him there.
Va Jauza Magadi.
Ndiofara Magadi zvenyu.
Aiwa tiripo yedu tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya pfungwa dzangu ndedzekuti izvo ava vari kuda kupinda maelection. Nyika inoda kutofana vanhu vane mari. Kana musina vasina mari ngavaregezwa kupinda, toda vanhu vagara vane mari kudhara.
Zviko isu varombo manje.
Hatingatongi nyika tiri varombo.
Ndava hei manje.
Hatina mari kavakuru.
Ko mari yapinda papi futi ipapa kana handine njere hangu.
Mari vanhu vanotonga nyika vanonga vaine mari, vane shamwari dzinovapa mari. Saka kana pasina shamwari dzinokwanisa kutipa mari, hapana kutonga kwatingaita nyika.
Asi kaivo vari kutonga vacho vane mari varungobawani.
Vamwe vakaba kare vakapedza, kataa kuda vamwe vanotanga panyuwani vasati vakuba.
Saka imimi ndiani vamuri kutsigira manje tichitarisa sarudzo dza 2018 dzacho?
Kuisu sitongotsvigira vatsvangiraika, ndo vanhu vatoziva.
Saka vane bhegi here vatsvangirai mai?
Avo vane shamwari dzinogona kutipa mari kuti tonge nyika yeZimbabwe.
Asi ka indirona sekuti Zimbabwe yacho inenge ine upfumi hwakawanda, mangoda, platinum, vanokwanisa kurima vanhu zvekuti haingatombodi rubatsiro rwekunze uko kana zvinhu zvichifamba zvakanaka. Handizvo here zvinofanira kugadziriswa, pomiswa nyaya dzeworld?
Zvouori izvo zvakato zviri kuti hazvisa kufamba nyika. Hello.
Taura henyu.
Zvekuti vanhu vari kutora mari vasingakwanisi kubata nyika zvakanaka ndozviri kukonzesa kuti nyika iwire pasi izvozvo.
Saka vanenge vapinda mune zvematongerwo enyika vamwe ava, pane chakaipa here vajauza? tirikuona vamwe vachitaiwa hazvina kunaka asi kavamwe vanoti ndozvakarwirwa kanyika izvi kuti anenge afunga rwake rwendo anongodaro simuka woti ini ndatangawo bato rangu
hazvigoni nyika ngaitungamirirwe navane mari vanogona kutungamirira nyika zvakanaka
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vajauza
zvakanaka
aiwa tinotenda tinoti murambe muchitifonera tichimbokurukura
aiwa maita henyu
tinotenda zvikuru
ewe
Gibbs, that's there is Mr. Jauza who is insisting that if you are poor you should not even attempt
to contest
he says this game we want people who have the resources or at least people who have friends abroad or who can actually bring in investors into the country and if you are poor sorry
don't do nothing
don't even attempt but he says he begs Boget Changirai
Yeah, we've got more messages that are coming in on Facebook and you know we've got Apostle Median too. He says for me now you guys I want to talk then we've got Timothy Steva he says I'm listening he's listening right and then Martin Siwe he says daydreaming you know, this guy is an independent candidate, and unfortunately for Zimbabwe, we've got this kind of experience. Remember, Simba Makoni? Then we've got Justice Shoko who says, hello there, guys. We love you all. Then Livingstone Flexus Masango says, you know, they're laughing out loud. Where else have you had a president without a parliamentary representation? How will he get his bills passed through that kind of assembly? And then Ebony Stanley says another Macron. You still remember Macron in you know in France, yeah. Then Livingstone Flexus Masango says, "You guys, I can't hear anything. I think he may be having some problems there. Maybe somebody has to fix it." Then Norman Vusumuzi Sichela says, "Hi, can you please make a plan for people who are abroad or in neighboring countries to go and vote in Zimbabwe next year?" So he says, yes, then some people from other countries doing the same, you know. Then what MJ Inongube who says, Kwasanamo is very suspect. Then what Fidelis Sankara Chimombe who says, Dr. Kwasanamo has clarity of the job that needs to be done. And he's equipped from his previous professional jobs at regional and international level. However, the big question is, can he win the election? Who knows him? Who knows his past? We want to know. All these things. So, blessing. People are just asking lots and lots of questions. If Mr. Msipo was still around, maybe he was going to, you know, he was going to say something about it. I don't know whether you have got something on VOA Shona.
On VOA Shona, of course, we have Onisius C. Muzezewa, who says, "Atimuvotere, atidivana mcheka dzafa." Akatiza, akanojira zvinonaka mhiri kwemakungwa vanhu vachitambura. Onias Day saying that, you know, he won't vote for him for allegedly fleeing the country at some point. And Charles Tsungu says it's a ZANU-PF project, Simba Makoni and Dabengwa style. Those are some of the... that's you know the feedback we are getting from some of our followers on Facebook.
And Moken Kumalo writes another spy, you know. Then what David Chateka who says, "Hello guys, my understanding is that Nkosanamoyo is a party called APA, you know the Alliance for the People's Agenda." And then Gerald Muzonzi says, "This is a game theory, so I think people are looking into this very much, you know. They want to know what is going to happen." You know, Zimbabwe has been having elections time and again, and nothing seems to be moving in terms of the opposition. Sometimes they are defeated, and they claim that they've been robbed, you know. So, do you have any caller there?
Not at the moment, Gibbs. But, Maka Sununguka Amadiwa, kuti munge muchitifonera kuti tinzwe kubva kwamuri kuti munoona sei taka tarisa kupinda kwa doctor. Kosana moyo musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika varotoda kukwidza muna 2018 vamwe vari kuti aiwa vanopikisa ngavaumbe mubatanidzwa vamwe vachiti aiwa aita chake ndihomba rume siai aite nekudaro tinakunzwa pfungwa dzenyu imi vatereri nekuti ndimi munoenda kunovota asi chinokurudzirwa nevanhu vakawanda Gibbs inyaya yekuti kana poitwa sarudzo pasaite mhirizhonga violence.
We are lucky we've got another caller. Abel speaks Jonah.
Makadi mukoma Abel.
Handibedi makadi kwakuro.
Aiwa isu tiri nani muri kupi?
Ndiri ku South Africa Kenton Park Joburg.
Oh kuJoni uku.
Ndafara zvikuru mapipa ndakafunda navo kuchikoro.
Oh kupi manje kubva inona kupi?
Kubva inona high school.
Ndokwandakadzidza kai.
Gore ripi?
Kuma 93-4.
Ah isu takaita tobva kudhara.
Mama tobva handiti pamba china vanhembere side master.
Baba na baba Musa.
Oh, ndautomboaona ndakaona pana vanhembe manje.
Ya vanhembe vanga vabva vaMusa.
Okay, asa kanda vandavhiya ka ndo pachikoro pangwa.
Asa fara ndokuzviziva. Ndopindawo muchirongo here ndi commentawo zvandoda kucommentawo.
Taura izvenyu tinzi.
Inini ndinopogana nenyaya yavamoyo iyi. Vanga vakanyarara nguva yese iyi. Vachidya mari vari muno muSouth Africa kuCape Town kwavanga vachigara uko. Asi nhasi uno vouya voti ivo toda kuti vaite president wenyika. But isusu hativazivi kuti vakabva neipo vamoja. Vakabva kuZANU PF. Hati munozvora. Vabva kuZANU PF. I think kuti vachiri kushandira vachiri kushanda pamwe chete neZANU PF vana. Vese vana mai mudzuru you should not trust them. Because vanhu vachangirai vakarohwa vakaitwa humiliate mukati menyika nanhasi vachirungonetsva hati tinozvona saka ava dene vanga vari vanhu dene vainda as collusion kuitira kuti nyika ifambe nokuti iye zvine zvi zvatiri kuno kusouth africa kunoku tiri kutonetswavo asi hapana zvatingaita tiri munyika yobotedi tiri kukora tichinetswa namapurisa kunoku hani mazvona pane mamwe mavhidhios atiri kuona ari kunetsa muzimbabwe mapurisa achinetsa vanhu achirova vanhu hani mazvona saka ivo vamoyo vachona vanozotibatsira sei kana vanga vakahwanda zvavo vachidya mari hani munozvona hazvinambonaka izvo vari kuita izvozvo saka isusu vhoti yedu hativapi tichava vatsvangirai vanga vanesu nguva dzese tichitambura
asi ka pane chakaipa here nhai mukoma ebo kuti vamwe vapindewo kamudariro
hapana chakaipa hacho but nguva yacho yavada kupinda ndonguva yacho yaipa yokuti vanoda kuti vaite vapinde vakuona kuti zvinhu zvakunonaka hani munozvona but nguva yese vanga vari kupi vanga vakanyarara vanga vari kupi ndo zvatoda kuti izvozvo tikavabvunza zvekuti vanga vari kupi vachakutaura kuti vanga vari mumahotera vachidya mari sezanup idzo dzamapeshen avo dzavaipwa nezanup handi munozviona
ya
saka inini hangu ndokumbira kuti mazimbabwe zvese vanga vakanditeererawo vachiwa zvandotaura ka ngavaise vhoti yavo kumunhu ane people hat which is president Morgan Tsvangirai veMDC ndiye munhu watoda kuti apinde chekudai vakati haana kufunda chekudai akati vakafunda hazvinei kufunda kwomunhu hazvirevi kuti anotadza kutonga nyika kana kusafunda kwomunhu hazvirevi kuti haatadzi kutonga nyika anenge ana maadvisors ake vachimubatsira kuti apa todai apa todai takazviona isusu pakaitwa GMU kayayi nyika yanga yafa isusu taitogara tiri pamabhengi tichida kuti titore mari but pakangopinda vatsvangira zvinhu zvakazonaka unozvona which means munhu ari capable kuti adi aise nyika forward
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Abel
allright maita basa maudza vamusipa vandiponerafu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru ndichavaudza
allright maita basa
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs
so what was he saying there
essentially he said that Dr. Moyo is coming at the wrong time. He feels that they are nearing the end and he is coming in as a spoiler. So he's saying that what was he doing outside the country all along he mm-hmm. of course says he's backing Morgan Tsvangirai, and he thinks people like Dr. Moyo might actually split the vote against.
Yeah, now I've got some more messages that we're having here, Blessing, and one of them is from this guy, Mtembo. Mtembo says, bekukuhle kakhulu nga uxoxisane lamanye amabandla. Anjenge code coalition of Democrats. Kumbe inera yona ngwayo. Kanti yena wenzelani ukuthi ayenze yedwa. Phela kangene kwabanye. Enxenye nguye ongcono asikwazi kodwa kumele adlelane labanye abantu. So, what this guy is saying is, you know, you should have joined the coalition for Democrats or the national electoral reform agenda or any other political party, you know, so that something could have been worked out in order for them to unseat ZANU-PF. Then uMncube uyakubhala futhi lapho uthi ulungile ma ezancintisa kodwa asimthembi kangako ubaba we ubaba uMoyo ngoba wake waba ku ZANU-PF. So according to Moyo, they don't trust him. They think he has been in ZANU-PF, and so, you know, if ever you went into that party, you seem to be part of them, and so they don't trust him at all. So then Busani writes, ukhanya ngazani uthunywe ngumongameli Mugabe. Mina angeke alinuka elami ivote. So what this guy is saying is that he cannot vote for Mr. Moyo because he suspects that he was sent by Mr. Robert Mugabe to actually come and disturb the kind of vote for the opposition. So who do you have there?
Of course, we have Harry, but of course, some people might want to know who Dr. Nkosana Moyo is. He's got a very long CV. Dr. Nkosana Moyo, Nkosana Donald Moyo, of course, he has a PhD in physics, BSc honors in physics, MBA. He's the founder and executive chairman of the Mandela Institute for Development Studies. He also served as the Chief Operating Officer and Vice President at the African Development Bank from 2009 to August 2011. He was the Managing Partner and served as the Senior Advisor of African Arctics Capital. Of course, he served in Standard Chartered Bank, TA Holdings, Botswana Capital and Arctic Capital, World Bank, and Batanai Capital Finance. I mean, he has a very, very long CV. Tinemwe mtereri mkomaheri waru South Africa. Magadi mkomaheri.
Tiliofara magadiyo.
Aywa, tiripoti peo fungwa zenyu mkomaheri.
Luda kungo tauro on my view pa niyaya ya wa moyo. Chekutanga maonera angu ndrugu tendera na mewanu warukuta ora kuti wawu ya pa wrong time. Time ya wae chai titikanda kutarisa nguwa ya sara kuti my elections aitwe. It's too late. Then again, vanu ngati mzikisise ikutikana tikita ora kuti itakuda kuisa ma other ideas. Let me take it for example. Mr. Biti wakabuda me MDC wachiti watangere wataza kutunga nirira. But if we look into it, he was in the executive of MDC. Everything which I finalized, he was there supporting. But after that, he will come out saying, I know he's failing to lead. Leadership, I see now we kuwe nekujidza maningi like the president aripo. People are suffering, but the president is well learned. It's about wisdom, not being educated. It's about character, not all those things we must look at. So Mr. Tsvangirai vakagadzira CV ravo. Character yavo is approved. So for Mr. Moyo to start working on his character and people believe in him, there is no time, because like on Tsvangirai to as an example, vanhu vari kutarisa character yake kwaabva, and now they've got confidence. It's like urikuda kuti musikana ndokuda obva ati ndokuroora next week. It's impossible. She must have time to learn kuti munhu ari kunditi anondida uyu, is he serious?
I want to know that
we can see it on this time, but for him there is no time. for people to comment on him, it's too late.
Tinotenda mukoma here. Sorry kuti vatereri varikuda kupinda muchirongo vanenge vati wandisei saka taangoti gaga. Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
Yes,
mupote muchindifonerawo. Thanks.
Tinokufonerai tinotenda. Gibbs.
Yeah, munonzana pekisipo kunjani? Pekisipo unjani? Baba pekisipo uyangizwa na?
Nyaguzo.
Ye, uchona njani pekisipo?
Hai, kuhute nkosi, kuchano.
Hai, mbichana, ye. Natu taba futi, sesu pinda hapa, utaba, luka mnuza, nuko sana moyo. So, wenoku ngezu
kutu? Hai, zindawa, ni, hai, au moyo ni taking a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Ya, utata ma chance, gaba mfote, la wangani waki, gaba mfote, lepati. Mena wama nye, ya, solivu.
Ehe, inda.
Udhile, lapa, vengata, kona, yonke indio kati moshangala epehile. For all those years epehile, utukia moshangala la zanga kulumene. Ubuya manje, ngekukwazi ukuthi lo muntu lo, uthunyiwe ukuthi indoda. Phela lapha abantu bayabambana lapha. Akuzamela ukuthi uthole ukuthi maybe singathola amanye ama-supporters, ibandla le, amabandla la abambanayo, angathola abantu abanele. Umbani ongamthemba lo muntu lo?
Ngathembakali.
Umuntu njengomogeni Tsvangirai, Tsvangirai suffered a lot. Washaywa, wafakwa ihlazo, but still lo eyaphambili kuqhubeke ufuna ukubona abantu baseZimbabwe banjani ba free. That is the man I can trust.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Bhekisipho ukuthi isikhathi sesihambile ungadinwa nakusasa. Yes, bongile kakhulu. So Mr. Bhekisipho says no vote for him. He can't vote for Mr. Moyo, unfortunately. Says it trusts Mr. Tsvangirai.
Rikaitende kuna mukoma Mamboma, ndi mukoma Donald era.
Ndini mukoma Blessing Murtei.
Aiwa tiri boy tai gaga mukoma Donald nekuti nhasi mafone ari kurira kunga amen.
Ndoda ngoti rangu va doctor ngosana vasati pedzira nguva. Nokuti apa kupedza nguva kuri pachena mukoma. Uye kushandisiwa kuda kutovhiringidza urongwa huripo chinhano chakatasika ichi. Rangaria zao tanga na chana Shakespeare ma yaku mashure kwa na langi don tonga na vado vayengu shandiso wa nungu api ya taku sika tuwa zingiri vayere chenja ni mungu wana vayengu wedu wana remember wana wana tonga na maka sobo wata kandezi Shakespeare ma ya maka sobo mundwa zulu ze utaku ziringa uro ungwa ende coalition ni kutaku to utaku sama ko ziringi za coalition even coalition ya chenu bachangwa na mbo karanaka ito asa sale nga wa mire wali sale.
Asika mukoma Donald.
Atinga trust mo mukati mo.
Mukoma Donald hapana chakaipa kuti vanhu vatange mapata avo kana vasingawirirane nevaripo acho.
Aiwa, batora vavo zvavarambidzi kutanga. Asi kuti chakashata nechekuzoda kuto mataurira vari kuita avakuita like ezifiyo ndo vanohwisisa chaizvo. Vaka vachimbovedzi vaka vozotanga kuoya kuzoya sinzanaka. Zvakunaka kai. Voda zongotanga uziringiza bonzo pachaita confusion vanhu vamwacha vakumandevene pachaita tribalism pavapo pachaita zosumuka zvimwe zvinotauro muchazozinzwa.
Aiwa
kutobheka Dr. Ngozana noti ndovedu vanenge vachiita sekuti vane zvido zvavo pamoyo yet no. Handizo ngavagare kumba kwavo vachirima.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma Donald
vane mwaposta achiti vakatokonewa even kudevelopa musha wavo kumberengwako
sakanyika
vanga zvegona.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald.
Alright, mukoma Blessing Mata basi.
Tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs unana.
Yes, ndomunzana ke uSpanda osecinwana baba mudaweni kunjani?
Hayi yapila tube unjani?
Hayi mbichana Spanda, isikhathi sesiphelile iphosela kuba.
Ye mina ngithi uNkosana Moyo ulungile ukuthi angene eringini ya contest. Laba bathi uNkosana akanga contest ngabantu abafuna ukuncindezela abantu.
Aha.
Unkosana Moyo ulelungelo ukuthi ancintise njengawo wonke umuntu abavotayo yibo abazakhetha kuma ideas amaningi abuthelelweyo ngama candidates amaningi okunika abantu i wide choice from which to choose which candidate they want as their president.
Yekoti wena ubona
ngathi testing laba bathu omunye u right ngoba wake wachaywa. Hayi, akuvotelwa muntu ngenxa yokuthi wake wathaywa. Sifuna ama-ideas akhayo. Imistake esayenza ngo-1980 yonke i-vinyl record yayihlatshelwa esithi bamugalethete. Yiyo futhi esesiyibona athe sizwa abanye besithi abantu abanye ama-opposition izizibi.
manje njoba behle be benciphise abanye bebayise kangakabe ngazi baphiwa intambo bangaphiwa intambo ke sizakhala futhi
hayi
ngicela ukuthi libe limfonela lami ngeke ngifake yami imbiko ngiyachiseka nje ngezinto ezihlala ngizizwa la
hayi kulungile senze njalo mtaweni
ye ngiyabonga ukuthi isikhathi sesifichane
hayi sibongile kakhulu ngadinga kusasa
ye siyabonga.
Yeah, so blessing, that is Mr. Spanda. He was calling us from Johannesburg. He says, you know, it's okay for Mr. Moyo to come into the stage, you know, because there are some people who are said to have been beaten and all those kind of things. He says, you don't vote on the basis of somebody being beaten up, you know. He says, you have to listen to people's policies. You know, if a party has got some kind of vision for the country, that's what we want. So, and he believes that this guy is going to deliver, you know. He's really confident in him, you know. Yeah.
And of course, for those sports enthusiasts, there is a match currently underway between Dynamos and Vantu Rovers. Dynamos is leading by 1-0. It's in the 65th minute. It's being played at the National Sports Stadium. I think Nasi nyayatu kutarisa nde kupinda munezve matongerwe enyika kana kuti kudzoka kwavankosana moyo nekuti vankosana moyo vaimbenge vari gurukota Gibbs vachizobva vabuda vachiti havawirira nevo nematongerwo anga achiitwa nyika navamugabe asi iko zvino izvi vari kuti vaakudzoka vada kukwikwidza musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika inova kodzero yechizvarwa chose chezimbabwe munhu anokwanisa kutanga ke bato rake tiri kuda kurudzwa vanhu vari kutaura zvakasiyana siyana vamwe vari kuti ndizvozvo asi vamwe vachiti aiwa nguva yesei vanga vari kupi asi vanhu vakasunungukawo kuti vapinde muchirongwa chedu vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo isu hatina watinotsigira zviri kuvanhu tinopa munhu wese a platform of course we did try to invite Dr. Nkosana Moyo on this show tonight but unfortunately he had a prior engagement but we hope next time you'll be able to come and actually sell his ideas to the people we did try just unfortunate today
right let me read this message before we take this caller. Donald Jaya says, we need a united opposition to collect maximum votes in the coming elections. It seems like no one has a clue on what they want in Zimbabwe. The most dangerous people in Zimbabwe are the educated elite. That's a statement, right? And then Mehluleni Moyo says, Mr. Moyo is totally lost. I think we've got a caller on the line. Should be Shumba or Chuma. Can I talk to him, Shona?
Shumba.
Chuma, thank you.
Hanzi nenge adona nari yao asi tinofunga kuti tichaedza kuti tinge tichivabata for those of you who are just joining us this is Studio 7 Live Talk we are coming to the end of the show almost but of course we are talking about Dr. Nkosana Moyo who has joined other players to contest next year's presidential election. Gibbs, do you have
Yeah, we've got some messages here that I'm going to read. One of them is from Busi, who says, you know, can you guys call me right now? Ngicela limfonele mfisa ukungena ehuhlelo ngikhuluma ngalokho. Kodwa ngikuzwa enhlizweni yami ngizalitshela. And then Opri Moyo says, kambe nxa umoyo ngelabandla lezombusazwe. Ngibona ngazani kuzamhlupa kakhulu lokho. Kumele aqale ayenze ibandla lezombusazwe engakangeni kona ukufuna ukwenza. So what the Aubrey is suggesting is that Mr. Moyo should come clean in terms of having a party, you know. He says without that kind of party, he's going to face a very torrid time. So it's going back to the issue of independence, whether they can make it in Zimbabwe or not. We've seen some, you know, since independence. With Margaret Tongo, she was one of them, and several others.
Jonathan Moyo, recently Temba Muliskwa.
You see, so they win. So, but they doubt that a person who is an independent can contest in the presidential election. Wait and see.
Unfortunately, Gibbs, time is not our best ally. And I think we have to end it here. There were problems here and there with the phones, but many people were calling. Of course, let's continue this discussion on our Facebook pages. There's the English page, the Shona, and also the Ndebele pages. let's continue to discuss. We want to hear from you, and we want to thank our guest this evening, lawyer Lloyd Musipa, based in the UK. Unfortunately, we had problems with his phone. Thank you to our viewers, our listeners, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.